99.1 PLR. Let's count them down. The Chaz and AJ Window Nation Top 10.
It's Top 10 Slasher Movie Killers.
Killers. Okay.
203-882-9757. Brian Blackmore is doing a list. So let's start with Mike and Derby.
Good morning, guys.
Morning. Hey.
Good morning.
Michael Myers.
Of course Michael Myers is on there. I mean, you got to have Michael Myers.
Thank you.
You got it.
How can you not? Where is he on the list?
Exactly.
He is number two on the list.
Number two.
Because, you know, he's one of the all-time greats.
Right.
I mean, a lot of people know this. But the Michael Myers mask was actually a Captain Kirk from Star Trek mask. It was modified. It was just, you know, they ran down to a costume store, took a Captain Kirk mask, kind of stripped it of a lot of its features, and that's the Michael Myers mask that you get, the iconic shape.
It's so brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at the old monster movies, Frankenstein, Dracula,
right.
The Thing, you know, werewolf.
Yeah.
Hours and hours in a makeup chair, elaborate costume.
There's a werewolf, yeah. And
those movie makers must have been like, wait a minute, we could have put him in a mechanic suit?
Right.
And I'm shutting her ass?
Yeah.
Turn the mask inside out, right. Spray paint it, we're done?
Hold what? It. Wait, what?
You know, right. I find that it's always the practical stuff, too, that really sold the most. Like, the reason these movies are so iconic is because everything had to be done in camera. It wasn't just, you know, I'm going to CGI it, I'm going to do it in post, I'm going to put it in a computer. Like, you had to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Physically, yep.
The thing about him, just that look, first of all, it looks like it could be a guy that works at your garage.
Yes.
You know, he just, this is what he does.
Right.
At night.
Yep.
Yeah, he put a mask on, grab an axe, and here we go.
It's his thing.
That slow walk.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to run.
Right.
I'm going to get you. Oh, that is so. He's just walking down the street. Just
there's
slow
a
walk.
Word for it. It's actually called stalk predation.
And stalk predation.
It's what humans do when we hunt things like, you know, animals. We don't have a lot of speed, but we can go for a long period.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what makes it so scary, is that he's going to walk slowly. But if you stop moving for too long, he's going to be there. You know?
You ever see him walk to a sandwich shop?
He could cut his own sandwich.
Right. I walk the same way. I'm going to have
the Subway in front of him.
I'm going to have Italian combo.
You know, you would walk the same way after one of those quarter pounders.
Yeah. No sprinting.
Oh, brain is nice and loud today.
Hey, brain.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Morning.
Happy hump day.
Yes.
How about Freddy Krueger?
Freddy Krueger is on the list. Freddy Krueger is number three on the list, of course. The
Brain,
nightmare
don't touch
on
that
my power lines or
Brain.
Any power lines.
No!
You think you learned by now.
Oops, sorry. All right, go ahead, Brian.
You know, Freddy's glove was originally, once again, another practical effect made of a gardening glove. Just a gardening glove with some metal shards on it.
It's like a Debbie of glove.
Iconic. Like the bolts in Frankenstein's neck.
Right. They should make those gloves for gardening, really, honestly. Anything you touch,
well, they kind of did it with Edward Scissorhands.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, this is good. We got to do something with
it. It's not a bad idea.
It's a brilliant character. I mean, Freddy... You know, the other thing that's great about him is that he never stops talking.
What do you mean?
Unlike Michael Myers, Freddy is always joking.
Yeah.
Freddy is always
right.
talking.
Pun filled, yes.
Right.
He's filled with one-liners.
Yep.
It's like, it's not enough to kill me.
Right.
But you gotta, like,
heckle
me and mock me before you
Are you mocking me?
They should have, like, someone should do a skit, if it hasn't been done already, where, like, Freddy's at home.
Right.
And just trying to do normal stuff, like, grab a paper cup and, like, drink.
Right.
Son of a...
Right.
He's got an itchy nose.
Right.
Like, starting to scratch. Starts bleeding from the face. Ah!
goes pet the dog. Oh.
And I don't even want to see him like trying to wipe himself after going to the bathroom.
Right, see a dog and cat go by, they're all both stitched up.
If you watch Rick and Morty, they have a character that looks like Freddy Krueger.
Oh, right.
And he just runs around calling everybody bitch. And at one point, they're like, man, he sure likes to say bitch a lot.
I love that show. Rob and Thomaston.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey.
I have an oldie but a goodie. It's more of a Gen X movie. And most men will cringe.
Where are you going to get to the name of the movie? Then we can talk about it.
Who is it?
No, it's I Spit on Your Grave.
Oh,
no.
Have you heard of that, Ruth?
No.
Oh, Ruth's like, oh, of course,
man. Lock two in the grave.
It's a pretty brutal one.
Oh, is it?
You have to watch it. You have
really?
To.
Really?
Somebody's got a hock two on it.
I will write that down.
I spit in your grave.
I spit or I will spit?
I spit on your grave.
Yeah, I spit in your grave.
Pooh. Wow.
Pooey.
That one did not make the list.
Yeah. It's owie. Yeah.
How tough is that spit?
What is the premise of this movie?
A girl was out in the woods. She got raped by a bunch of guys.
Oh.
And
it's her revenge. They don't really pull the camera away. So. You see a lot.
So this is her revenge.
It is. It's a revenge move. So
okay.
Yeah, you sort of don't really know that.
They deserve it.
But then it gets better after the rape.
The first half of the movie, you think like, okay, I see where this is going. And then she's going to try to escape. They're going to get her. But then she does actually start to get the upper hand.
Yeah, I'll just say one thing. You just have to watch the tub scene, and you will cringe.
The tub scene.
Am I
the little boats?
Am I
going to
want to see this? Am I at the end? Am I going to say like, wow, that was great?
Yes, you are going to say this was great.
Okay,
like Eddie Murphy, right. And a big brown shark came swimming through the water.
All right, Rob. Thank you. I wrote it down. Tulsa police arrested a woman accused of driving drunk at the Tulsa Riverside Airport.
Huh.
They said they got a call reporting a woman driving a silver Nissan on the taxiways.
Oh, yeah, the wrong Delta out there.
Caller said she was blocking several outbound planes.
What a big deal. No yeah. big deal.
Right. Yeah. I'm driving over here.
Police were unable to find her when they arrived.
P-break.
She just took a run for it.
She did. Yeah.
She's hiding with the luggage.
She caught the plane.
She's like, they'll never find me.
And then they responded to a similar call at the airport the next day after air traffic control reported a possible drunk driver in a silver Nissan blocking a runway where a plane was trying to land.
It's always planes my commute, damn it.
A pilot said he was taxiing his plane when he came upon the Nissan.
Oh.
That's weird.
Yep, she's gone rogue.
We have an obstruction on the runway.
And you're kind of speaking to her, yeah, Nissan.
I want to know why she was there. Was she like trying to stop the flight or she's just drunk causing mayhem?
Right.
It'd be funny if there's a drunk story. She's like, my ex-boyfriend was dying.
You've
to
watched
move.
Too many rom-coms. I don't think that happened.
Yeah,
I'm right. in a screenwriting class right now.
No, the ex-boyfriend's a pilot and she's trying to get back to him.
Oh, yeah.
So she's going to check every plane.
Or you just think, wow, this particular highway is empty.
Right.
This is great.
Yeah, right.
This is cool.
Really weird that only planes are here.
Some low-flying planes, but otherwise.
But no cars. None. It's awesome. No traffic.
I'm in the left lane. I'm in the right lane. I'm in the left lane. I'm in the right lane.
The lights are different, though, on this road. You're along the road.
Once he saw the car full of beer cans,
well,
he told police he reached in the car and took the keys.
Uh-huh.
Apparently she's full of Schlitz.
Then he got to the airport and arrested Bonnie Campbell for a second
Bonnie.
Offense.
Bonnie Campbell.
Bonnie. Come on, Bonnie.
Bonnie Campbell.
She sounds like she should be home making pies or something.
Yeah, just keep your Miller High Life at home.
And no frills beer.
I don't know what they drink in Oklahoma, but...
Anything.
The life of Bonnie.
Anything.
Rolling Rock.
Yeah, what would be the beer of choice in Oklahoma?
Yeah, I don't know. Anybody
Pat Blue Ribbon? PBRs?
Yeah, PBR maybe.
PBRs. In cans.
I love PBR.
I don't see. I thought pack. Bottles because they could then throw them in the air and shoot them.
Yeah.
You also shoot cans too. Or you save the cans, get more PBR.
There you go.
Have you ever been to Oklahoma?
No. No, right. I don't plan to either.
AJ only knows about the dust from Oklahoma.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Oklahoma dust.
Oklahoma dust.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma dust. It'll ruin a car, I'm telling you. That Oklahoma dust. You're having way too much fun with this, Phil. Oklahoma dust.
What were you bitching about then?
There was residue on the cars. And folks were saying it was some kind of oils or something like that, whatever. And I had heard a report.
Phil's shaking his head no.
Okay.
You fact-checking him?
No, there was a train crash.
The train
and they
crash,
were carrying
right.
chemicals.
Right.
And this happened in Ohio.
Right.
And then people were seeing like little residue
here.
On the
Connecticut.
Cars. Yes.
In Connecticut. Mm-hmm. Right.
And the crash had happened like days earlier, like 5 or 6 days earlier.
Right.
It was later proven that this is what they were seeing. But AJ was ranting that, no, this is dust from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
The wind is blowing the dust from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma dust. Oklahoma had a dust storm and the meteorologist here we're talking about. So I was convinced it was Oklahoma
dust. So you were
dust.
On the dust conspiracy right, so
you,
theories.
But
Got
you were
it.
Yelling at everyone saying they're stupid.
Yes, I was.
And it turns out.
They were.
You were.
Okay, me.
No, you were wrong, right?
I was wrong.
I was wrong.
You don't sound convinced. Were you wrong or not?
I was wrong, yes. I, apparently, it was not Oklahoma dust.
Oh, my God. It started late Friday morning, about 9 o'clock.
This is great.
I see everybody posting on Facebook their hood of their car, the top of their car. Oh, my God, there's spots on my car. Yeah, it's called road dirt.
No, they thought it was from the Ohio.
They thought
train derailment.
Right, they, like somehow it came all the way over here like acid rain.
It does,
and now it's all over their vehicle. First of all, the weather pattern didn't make it come this way.
How do you know?
Because weather people said so. They did a study on it. It ended up being there was a dust up in like the Oklahoma prairies. That's Oklahoma dust that's on your car.
Okay.
It's not.
I don't trust the government.
It's not. It's not. You know. It's not acid rain.
Thanks check for having, your dust, people. Check your
thanks
dust.
Thanks for having all that, Phil.
You're welcome.
We can find and bury the Oklahoma dust.
Just wonder, when you hear yourself, are you a little embarrassed? Or
no, I tune out. I tune out. I know I could top it at some other point in my life. That's from the lower
You
pile.
Sound so convinced that everyone's a moron
I
but
did
you.
Good job, yeah. I should be a defense attorney.
Studies by the weather people proved it.
Yeah.
The people.
And you wonder.
The weather people.
And you know, and you wonder why I'm throw them off the roof.
That was fun. Al in the shed. Good morning, sir. Al, are you there?
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey.
It's his morning voice.
Good night. And I totally forgot all about that.
Forgot about what?
What you just said before you went to break about Bora coming with us on a honeymoon.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Al forgets everything.
He does. A lot of fertilizer.
All right, so let's remind you what happened last week when we were chatting. That was the hardest working G-string in all of Texas.
Oh.
Would it get washed in between your wearing it and your girl wearing it?
All kinds of colors. Yeah, I always picked out the clean ones, of course.
And you don't remember your stage name?
No, I don't.
It was Harry Al.
Just a little tumbleweed down there. Texas.
Did little Al ever come out of the shed?
Yeah, all the time. But anyway.
Hold on.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Laura.
Hi, Al.
Did you have a nickname for his junk?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. But we can't say him on the radio.
We're going to get to Al's wedding.
My husband was standing there drinking a beer, and this guy's voice just drove him nuts, and he just, like, punched him in the face. And he went over the bushes, almost under the porch, and he just was knocked out cold there, and my husband just stood there drinking his beer like nothing ever happened.
That is something, isn't it?
Wow.
I just picture like two legs near the porch and people are just having a good time at a wedding. Like,
there was a whole wedding. Part. This was the story. This is what they remember.
Just step over the legs. Yep.
So there's Al. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
You made it sound like that. I was the one that was punched.
Did it? Sound
no,
like
she
that
said
too?
Some guy.
Oh.
Yeah, she would say Al.
Yeah. Okay, it was Jack.
Jack.
That's right. Pittsburgh Jack.
Yeah, because right. We tried to know if anybody knew of him.
Right.
Okay, so there's Al in the shed, his wife. What's your wife's name?
Nicole.
Nicole?
Nicole or Nicole?
You said Nicole.
Nicole.
Yeah. It's Nicole.
Yeah. Right.
Do you know your wife's name?
How are you hit?
How have you been pronouncing it?
I just call her Princess.
Princess.
All right, that's probably a good idea.
Nice.
Yeah. She is.
Yeah, or queen, perhaps.
What's her name?
Nicole.
Is it Nico?
It's like Nicole with an E instead of an I.
Is that right?
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
But does everyone else say Nicole?
I would.
Some people call her Coley.
Coley?
Okay.
Or Coley for short.
So there's Al in the shed, Al's wife. Right. And then there's his ex-girlfriend, Laura.
Right. Every answer leads to 15 more questions.
Really?
Don't call me at all.
If you have any questions and you want to chime in, please join the conversation.
Yes.
203-882-9757. So there's Al in the shed. Here's his ex-girlfriend, Laura. Hey, Laura.
Hi. Good morning.
Is her name Nicole or Nico?
It's Nicole.
Nicole.
Okay.
Right. That there's Nicole.
Nicole. Very southern.
My
Nicole.
That there's Nicole.
We do call her Nicole.
I'll just be sitting right here.
Dying. That could be on a shirt.
Assume the position, Al.
Al sitting by the shed.
Yep.
So how does it end up that, all right, so this wedding sounds like a really good time, a backyard wedding. I love backyard weddings.
Slamming.
Same.
And then
fight.
Al's friend is just talking too much, and then his other friend says, you're annoying me, and just punches him in the face, knocks him out.
Right.
You leave him there. Has anyone seen him alive after that? Your husband.
That's exactly what happened.
And anyone see him alive after that?
Yeah, we seen him after that.
Okay.
We seen him leave town.
Right, he had some gambling debts, right?
Not gambling, just borrowing money.
Right.
Oh, just debts in general.
Give it back, yeah.
But he owes Guppy for his bar tab, which is probably over $100.
Drinking tab. His drinking tab.
Oh,
you leave 10 over $100, really.
Well, when you time that by a couple hundred.
Okay.
Yeah.
A couple different bars.
Yeah. Hold on. We may have a question for Al and Laura.
Al and Laura.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning. I just want to let you guys know I can't hear you in Rocky Hill. It's all staticky and crackly.
Yeah.
Al, work on that.
All right. Appreciate you. Love you guys.
All right.
Love
thank you.
Right.
You're not missing nothing.
I was going to say talk louder.
Okay. So there's this great wedding.
Right.
Al, how much of the wedding do you remember?
I pretty much remember everything.
Are you sure, Al?
I remember falling asleep in the car when my wife drove all the way to
Rhode Island.
Rain. Yeah.
How romantic
that wasn't
was
that? The same night, Al.
Oh. Yeah, I'm with Laura. I'm fact check Laura.
I forgot
that was
all
not
about
the same
that.
Night.
All right, so Al said, I remember everything. I got in the car drunk and we drove in the rain to Rhode Island. And Laura said that was not the same night. So you don't remember everything from your wedding.
Yeah, there's space missing there.
I guess not.
No.
Yeah, that'd be a crappy thing to do, make your bride drive in the pouring rain.
Well, you're almost sober enough to drive, so.
Well, I was sleeping anyway, so.
What do you care?
Well, I can't make this marriage already, damn it.
Sleeping or passed out?
Different.
I slipped the whole ride down there. Up there, whatever you want to call it.
And we had to go looking for him to help set up for the wedding.
Where'd you find him? Bar?
We had to go find him at a bar, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
I'm picturing just everybody sitting there, standing around in dresses and tuxes, like, where's Al? I'll get him.
No, this is the day before we were trying to set up the tent, and we couldn't find Al anywhere.
All the obvious places, a bank, a library, doctor's office.
Right, the chest
not
club.
There. No, we do not detect there.
Where was he?
He was working on his vows at the bar.
Probably Cuppies.
Okay. Okay, so you have the wedding and Pittsburgh Jackets knocked out.
Under the patio.
Right.
Under the porch.
Out flat.
Yeah.
through the bushes and under the boards.
Nice. Laura remembers great food. Were there any other fights or any other mishaps at the wedding, Laura?
Nah.
I don't think so.
No.
I really don't think so. Not at the wedding.
My wife fell over the chairs.
Your wife fell over the chairs? What happened?
Yeah, she fell over the chairs and got this big bruise on her side.
Nice. Oh, that's right. Yeah, she did do that, yeah.
Okay, when did that happen?
That was the day of the wedding.
Oh, okay. During the reception?
It's part of the ceremony.
Yeah. Yeah,
part of
yeah.
the ceremony.
And the bride danced across the chair.
Did the electric slide and slid.
Right. That's a something.
Oh, no, we just drank a lot.
Oh. I wore a nice tux. I had the white tux with the tail on the end.
Nice styling.
Now, was that a t-shirt or was it an actual tux?
No, it was a tux.
Do you have a bow tie?
Ooh, fancy.
He had a bow. It was a bow tie, Al? Yeah, I think it was.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. I was badass that day.
Badass. He was styling.
Okay. Should have had a cane to help him walk.
No, to help her walk, he just crashed all the
chairs.
No,
he actually could walk back then.
Oh. Back then?
Back then.
Now I should have a cane.
What's the last thing you remember from the wedding reception, Al?
I think my wife falling over the chairs.
Okay.
Well, that would stick out. Mm-hmm.
Did you help her up, or what happened?
You asked.
She got up all by herself.
Nice.
Remember I told you, Dom? you remember meeting Dom, right? The face from Sinatra guy?
Yes.
Right. Well, he does his gig with Elvis Presley and all that. Okay. When he does it, he's got the sideburns and the glasses.
It's Elvis, not jacket. Alvis.
Right.
Yeah,
go ahead.
We talked about this last week, Al.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So
you forgot already, Al.
All right. So you guys go on a honeymoon. Why does your ex-girlfriend go with you on the honeymoon?
I have no clue. I totally forgot all about that. But I've never seen her and Paul there.
She had to roll a quarter for the bed. Classy.
I had Nicole's daughter, so I kept her for a couple days afterwards, and then we went up a couple days after and hung out for the rest of the honeymoon with all the kids.
Boy. No, we took off the Black Island after you guys left. That I remember.
You went up to Point Judith or something, and we watched the kids, and then and you came back, and we all hung out in Musquamaket. And then we went to the bar, and the kids were in the room, and then we got in trouble for leaving the kids in the room.
Oh, my God. Okay. Al's married now, happily married to Nico. So you had a good honeymoon and almost got arrested for leaving kids alone in a hotel room?
I don't remember that part. I must have been drunk on the back.
Wait, you got drunk?
Drunk in the bar. We were right next door in the bar.
Oh, well, that's convenient.
You're close by, yeah.
When planning a honeymoon, make sure your hotel room is right next to the bar. Yeah.
Exactly.
It was attached to the hotel.
I'll tell you that, Laura's got a memory. I can't remember any of this.
I wonder why.
Maybe she drank less?
I drank less? I don't know about that. Now I drink less.
All right, so you guys go to the bar and you leave the kids in the room. How old were the kids?
Yeah.
The oldest ones were like 12.
Okay.
And the younger ones, 10 and 6.
12 is like borderline babysitting age, right?
Yeah. What's the 13, baby? Yeah. 13, yeah. 12, 13. Yeah.
Yeah, the two oldest ones were 12.
Yeah, fine.
It's not bad.
Yeah, you're good.
It's not that bad.
That group, though.
But they were fighting with each other and I guess annoying and making loud noises and annoying the other patrons in the hotel.
Oh, is that what happened?
That's for sure.
Okay, so no parents are. The parents are in the bar, and they're going crazy in the room.
Oh, yeah.
Where are your parents?
They built
they're
the
at the bar.
Sport.
Of course they are.
Right.
They said, this is our room now, and we could have the snacks from the fridge.
begging for food.
What fridge?
Yeah. Right.
Please, there's no... Was there a refrigerator in your room?
I don't remember.
Yeah, we got that.
I'm shocked you don't remember that, Al.
No, but we had a cooler.
There you go. And there were some chips in the trunk of the car.
You left the cooler with the kids.
Always a cooler when Al wasn't cold around. Always a cooler.
Don't drink Al's juice, kids.
Right. Daddy's soda's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember having a cooler full of beer on the back patio, hanging out over there.
Did you guys ever have sex after Al got married?
Oh.
No.
Into the deep cut.
No.
I'm surprised Al didn't say, I don't remember.
I don't remember that.
You were hoping I said that.
I got married before he did.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. So you're done with little Al.
I know I've asked you guys this before.
Yeah, little Al. He's got back that, in right? the shed. Little Al. I was all done with little Al.
How little is shed. Little Al?
Little Al is just fine. Trust me.
Right. Acorn Al, yes.
I never heard any complaints except to now.
Right.
If Laura, if you had to name Al's little Al after a tree, which tree would you name it after?
Charlie Brown's.
The droopy one? Did she put the ball in his mouth?
That was good.
Oh my god, that was great.
Oh my god.
She's having fun with this, isn't she?
Yeah. I really am.
It's all right, Al. 5 minutes from now, you won't remember this.
Yeah,
right.
Half a beer, you'll be good.
Yeah. I'm on my second water already.
Oh, good.
Dehydrate.
Al, if you had to name her area after a sitcom, what would you name it?
I can't think of any.
Can't remember any.
Yeah, that's it. I haven't watched one in a long time.
Okay. Can I say something? When he says he calls his wife princess, he calls everybody princess.
Gotcha. Even a dog. You're princess.
It's because he doesn't remember anybody's name.
Oh my God. He's not a gentleman. Right. He's forgetful.
How long have you been this forgetful, Al?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't remember.
How can I even answer something like that?
That was an accurate answer, though.
Al, do you smoke weed, too? Is that
no.
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 No, that's me.
Cool. I'm with you, Laura.
All right, but Al, you drink every day for the last how many decades?
I can't tell you that either.
Right.
I don't remember.
I could.
Laura.
Right, Laura. How old are you? I don't know. When's your birthday? Can't remember.
Al, when did
I know all that.
Al, how old were you when you started drinking?
Oh, I remember stealing the beers out of my refrigerator one time, and my mother and father were going to give me a ride to the movies with me and my buddy to meet these girls. And when I was opening the car door, the beer cans fell out of my pockets.
Whoops.
And my mother was sitting right there. Yeah.
Probably 12.
How old are you?
Pretty early. 64 now.
Right. Their mom said, pass all those beers to the driver.
How old were you then? Do you remember?
Well, I wasn't driving then. I remember that.
Right.
Young.
So we narrowed it down to under 16.
Yeah.
Laura, you said 12, you thought?
No, she thought.
He was probably around 12 when he was stealing beers.
Why do you say that?
Go and see Pinocchio.
Laura, why do you say that?
She didn't know Al. But I still know you, Al. I know who you are. Know you too well.
That was Robin Budweiser, too.
Nice.
That's what my stepfather drank.
That's what we did back then. I would steal my father's vodka.
They're nice and sober, by the way.
Laura, what would you say is Al's weirdest habit?
Right now, his weirdest habit?
Yeah.
I can't sit next to him when he chews because he squeaks.
Oh. You've become the squirrels that you've taken care of.
He's a squeaky, squeaky chewer.
I would have never thought of that.
What, you join his oil or what?
He squeaks?
Yeah, he needs the oil like the Tin Man.
Right.
Al, do you have some food nearby?
I got food here. I got candy here.
You always have.
So
I got pieces of peanut butter cups.
It's kind of creepy. Keeps candy in the shed.
He didn't always squeak. It just started like in, I don't know, past
is that the
maybe 10
oh my
years.
God, that's it.
What's that Whoa. Squeak? Is that the squeak?
That's my bird. Yeah. They want some peanuts.
Oh.
He saw you reaching for candy. He's like, my turn.
You said peanuts,
I was like,
right?
What squeaks when you
like? He sounds like he needs to be oiled.
See what happens? You see what happens when I throw peanuts out?
Is that what just happened? Are you in the shed or outside the shed?
In the shed.
You're in the shed? The door's open?
Yeah, the door's open.
Go right up to him.
Wow.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
The master.
I love that. They know he's not going to harm them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
If I put the penis right inside the shed by the door, they'll actually come right inside and get it. They just look at me and then they'll leave.
Right. Then the reason you grab,
look at you, sad.
They'll grab a beer.
You should offer him a beer.
Right. Shake their heads and walk away.
They're like, well, he's awake now.
Right.
He won't remember any of this in 5 minutes. They could keep coming back asking for food.
Yeah, oh my God, I know.
Well, you haven't eaten yet.
He
today.
Doesn't remember.
I gotta feed you.
The raccoon's not getting the door. Yeah.
Squirrels come inside the shed.
They have a key.
Well, no, I leave the door open, and if I'm watching TV or not paying attention or something, they'll tap on my foot and let me know they're down there.
No.
Before we go, Laura, when you guys were together, was there a piece of clothing of Al's that you hated the most?
Yeah, his underwear.
Not surprised on that one.
Right, we didn't touch it.
She didn't say underwear.
No, it's his underwear.
All his underwear.
Oh, the G-string ones?
So he had more than one?
Wait, tidy whities?
Yeah, because it wasn't a G-string, but they were pretty damn close. They were those little tiny things.
Oh, ow.
Like Speedos?
Like briefs?
With Charlie Brown's Christmas tree underneath all that.
Yeah.
They were the regular size at first.
Okay.
At least he thought he did.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Al. Thank you, Laura.
Bye, guys.
All right.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
We have a surprise for you.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
Dumbass.
Chaz and AJ in the morning. Yesterday at this time, we were talking about a guy who was faking talking to aliens.
Yes.
And then we played a clip of the great Nancy Leader.
Yes.
Who actually talks to aliens.
For years.
Yes. For years.
Yes.
The Zetas. And we have her on the air right now. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, guys. Yes, for 25 years, Zeta Talk has been there, but I've been chatting with them since I was 7 or 8 years old, and I'm 83 now. So, yes, you can chat with aliens, and I had a special implant in my brain so I could receive their telepathic thoughts more readily, and that was the start of Zeta Talk, which is where people ask questions, and I write down the answers that they give. About 40,000 pages now on the Zeta Talk website. Hiya. Hi, guys. It's been a while.
Hi. Yes.
Hi.
Yeah.
All right. So here is your opportunity in life now to speak to people or things from another planet, life from another planet.
Right.
What would you like to ask them? 203-882-9757. What we like to do is, because we can't tell the difference between your voice, Nancy, and the Zeta people's voice, as you're talking, we'd like you to make a sound. Phil has a suggestion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I just say start of Zeta Talk, end of Zeta Talk? Because I'm not sure. We're all.
That was perfect.
That was great.
That was perfect.
That
you
was
did
good.
It perfectly.
That was great, yeah.
Yeah, and just do it once. Just go.
All right. Whoop, yes, it is. Nice. I'll try to remember that. Nice. Yes. Yeah. Yes. So you want to know what's new since 2016? I and my son have been on the Strange Universe, not Strange Universe, American Heroes channel.
Oh, wow.
Regularly in the Planet X show, How the World Ends. You know, this big Nibiru planet, which we can now see and is being filmed and displayed all over the internet. And we've been, they keep replaying that whole series. And so I would say 100 times all over the world. You know, also been on TV in Moscow, New Zealand, South Korea, and coast to coast several times. But the American Heroes is new.
Nice.
Okay, we're going to start taking calls and questions. For the Zetas.
Yes.
John of Waterbury.
Hey, what up, Jazz and AJ?
Hey.
How you guys doing today?
Good. What's your question for the Zetas?
My question is are they going to gonna hurt us or help us?
Okay. We are benign aliens here to help mankind, but we are under rules by the Council of Worlds, which is an administrative force in your part of the universe. We cannot interfere with mankind's free will. Therefore, we can come down and counsel you, but we cannot interfere. On rare exceptions, there is healing or rescue, that type of thing, but these are exceptions. End of Zeta Talk.
Thank you, John.
Nice.
I have a question.
Okay.
Will the Zetas ever come and visit and introduce themselves?
Bloop. This is asked frequently about, you know, mass landing, White House lawn, etc. The Council of Worlds, which is an administrative body, like a police force, you know, is saying they do not want people alarmed, even though the vast majority, over 50% of mankind, is now chatting with aliens of various sizes and shapes and are contactees. Nevertheless, there is a certain percentage that would be alarmed. Fear produces a selfish response, and that is not the spiritual growth that the council wants to see. So until people are comfortable with the idea of aliens, you are not going to start seeing them in your conscious. Contactees are recalling, everything is recorded in their subconscious. This is to prevent fear from interfering with spiritual growth.
Thank you. If we can ask the Zetas, just for time purposes, to keep their answers shorter, yeah, that would be great. Yeah. I don't want to speak to the
right
life form from another planet. Say, exactly. Hey, can you keep it short?
Zap. Yeah. Exactly. Zap to him.
Emily has a question.
Yeah,
Emily?
I have a question. Do aliens want humans to keep studying and believing in astrology, or is that woo-woo silly fluff?
Bloop. Mankind's science cannot be restrained, and astrology does not interfere. But this is it is woo-woo stuff. It's not how things work.
Is there or was there a Jesus Christ?
Jesus Christ was indeed a human, and he was a star child as a soul, and he's off around the universe doing similar tasks, getting people focused on service to other, how to help the least among you, etc., which was his message, as was Muhammad's and Buddha's.
I have a question. Why do you keep on always abducting hillbillies?
We even abduct you, so, don't ask questions you don't want the answer for.
AJ, you've been abducted. Has AJ been abducted?
Yes.
Wait, I
didn't
get a bullet whoop.
She knows. Right.
Yes. But AJ is recording this only in his subconscious and is not altogether comfortable with his status.
So you're looking at.
Wow. Bloop your way back here because we need more on this. Let's have this conversation about AJ.
When?
When was AJ abducted and what happened?
Hey, shouldn't I know this?
Bloop. You were a teenager around 16 years of age and a little high at the time. Bloop.
A little?
Did you do anything to his feet?
Bloop. No, and this is veering off topic. You should focus on topics more important to mankind. AJ's feet are like irrelevant.
They're irrelevant. I'm even getting it from the Zetas.
You've been threatened by an interdimensional being.
Right.
I love it.
Your feet are not relevant.
Not relevant, no.
They're very blunt. Thank
yeah.
You. Yeah, I love it.
I like that.
Yeah. Yes.
I like that.
They're immense words.
Irrelevant.
I wanted to mention, by the way, that Nibiru is very visible these days, coming closer. And by the way, Elon Musk released a video from SpaceX that was a video taken at the ISS. And son of a gun, there was Nibiru on the video under the sun at around the 6 o'clock position, a big fuzzy red ball with a drifting reddish tail. And I was just thrilled. By the way, if you go into the website, poleshift.ning.com, it's right in the middle of the page, that photograph, and you can see it for yourself. People are seeing Nibiru increasingly, and the petrel in the sky, where you see rainbow colors outlining a cloud, or you see two suns at dawn and dusk, when the sunlight bounces off the dust cloud shrouding Nibiru. And people say, well, I saw two suns, and they even get photos of it, and then it seems to go away because it's a reflection from the dust cloud. So don't hesitate. And by the way, American Heroes shows this a lot. It's a terrific hour. It plays on Dish Network on Channel 195 here. It's coming through. It's going to cause a crustal shift, which is what caused the Great Flood, which the Exodus, the Jewish Exodus, 3,600 years ago. Every 3,600 years, drifting poles, all that stuff. Yes, the crust is going to move. We're going to have a different North Pole, a different South Pole, a different climate. You want to hear all about it? You go and read Zeta Talk. It's detailed and great as to what your future climate is going to be and what you're going to have to do when you can't get your groceries delivered anymore. And yes, eating bugs will come into it.
Nice.
All right. Well, we got to get you back. We don't have enough time to talk about all so shifting poles,
right?
Eating bugs, but
and AJ's feet.
You want a Halloween scare? Go into that poleshifting.com and read, the top newsletter there about devolution of humans and what lies in caves. And this is a real creature. It's a human that devolved, and they hunker in caves. And if they scratch you, you get a neurotoxin, and then they can eat you. And this is on video, and it's legit, according to the Zetas.
All right. We got to go.
Halloween. Ooh.
Nancy, you are wonderful.
You are really the best, Nancy. I'm so happy. We were talking about you yesterday,
really?
So happy to hear your voice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have me back again soon.
We will.
Yes.
Thank you, Nancy Leader. We're linked up to you at WPLR.com.